United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. John.
Sidewalks.
It's on the agenda.
How do we get them done?
We'll be talking about sidewalks under new business, John.
Alright.
So stay tuned.
Huh?
If you have any more questions, there's a public comment period at the end. How's that?
That's good.
We'll wait and hear what Bill's got to say and see if he addresses your concerns. Lori.
So I've emailed since our dissent since the December meeting to Trustee Ayer, and I think that's copy missing, looking for the financial statements from our SLAMA, and I still have not received that.
I talked to Wood Matt Curley this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. He said the figures are in. They're purposely delayed because they had to get some credits in there for some of the metal that we had. And so.
Yeah, but I'm specifically referring to the audit. In the audit period, those years have been closed. So that should be closed, filed, and whatever. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for this past year. For the audit period, I was looking for their financials. They appropriated so much money and they spent so much, and that is their financial statement.
That should be coming in this coming week. It's and together with the, as a matter of fact, while you're at it, Lori, I'll give you the figures on the thing. The fee for the coming year from his warmer will be $58.50.20. And now that'll be offset in one of two ways. We'll either get a credit check back for $2,507.40, or the bill will be reduced. It's up to their accountant to set the thing up. But the figures are ready, and we'll be receiving it within a week or two.
Okay.
Now, this goes back a couple of meetings, unfortunately, but we're just going to have to wait on it.
Okay. I'll wait till I get the
back. Okay.
Tim?
So I emailed you about a code enforcement issue. Did you happen to get that?
I just did. You would email me about vehicles being parked over there?
Was there anything done about that?
No, they... My understanding is it's not a code violation. It's an automotive repair place, and it's perfectly normal to have vehicles parked over there.
It's a non-conforming use
as
been allowed to expand over the years. It was never intended to be a repair station. Now it's a light industrial storage and junkyard, which, is bringing our property values down. There should be a code enforcement issue. Vehicles over there, no place down. They've got a skeletonized car sitting there, right next to, Ben Stanley Park, right next to the park. I mean, this is unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable. This is what we're seeing. This is why nobody wants to live in the village, because there's junk cars and rotting properties all around, dragging everybody's property values down.
And they've been,
this is not,
my thing is...
But it is not a automotive repair. It never was intended for that. It's been allowed to morph into one thing after another there, and no one said a word. It was one business. Now it's got two businesses there. It was always one business. Now he's renting it out. I've dealt with it for 28 years, and I'm getting really, really tired of it. I want to sell my house. This is not going to help it. It doesn't do anything for anybody's property values when we don't do code enforcement. There's still the same cars that were no plates and not covered. I see the same ones over and over again. Nothing's getting done. There's a house down here on the left that's got everything they own in the front yard prominently displayed. It looks horrible. I guess we accept that. Do we accept that? I guess we accept that as a village. That wouldn't last 2 minutes in another community. Why is it allowed to last here? I mean, it's a rhetorical question.
I understand.
I'm not aiming at anybody, but I'm just telling you, please don't say that that is a repair station down there, because it never was.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to do about that. I mean, we can ask Dave Gruenberg when he gets here. I mean, you said it yourself. You've been dealing with it for 28 years. As far as I'm concerned, it's been Bill Thomas's garage for the last 28 years. It's an automotive repair place. And, you know,
is it an industrial storage place? Is it a storage place for
their vehicles?
Vehicles?
Well, they're not junk vehicles.
I
mean, there may be a junk vehicle over there. I don't know. Maybe he's working on it. I don't know what the deal is.
It's been sitting there since the fall, and slowly people are coming out of it. It's sitting there. It's a junk vehicle. Okay? And that's, like, so commonly displayed. There's several other ones with no plates, no registration, lined up. Dump trucks, plows, whatever. You know, if that's where it's going to be, an industrial area over there, then we need to rezone it.
Well, it has been rezoned, as you well know. But as long as, you know, it's non-conforming before the zoning, then... I mean, I'm at a loss what to do. I mean, we'll talk to Dave about it and see where we stand with the law.
We have a junk car lot.
We do have a junk car lot. But it's different if it's on a property or if it's, I mean, you go over there and he says, well, I'm working on that. They brought it over to get it fixed. Because when I get the parts for it, I'll get it fixed and then they're going to do something with it.
Whoever he rented the other part of that building out to is basically the dump truck and they, you know, I don't promise people, you know, make a living from, but it's also become a storage area for other vehicles and junk vehicles and whatever else.
All right.
Why did they add a mine yard?
No, I will look into that. If they're storing vehicles there, I'll talk to Kevin about, you know, getting that cleaned up, or Dave will.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, approve the minutes for the January monthly board meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Randy. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Moving on to the treasurer's report. So we have November's report that we hadn't had. So we'll start with that one. Entertain a motion to approve the November report.
So moved. All
right, Bill. Get a second.
Hey, I'm waiting for a question.
Why did we table?
We didn't have
it. We didn't have
it. Okay. I guess.
I have a question.
Okay, well, we'll get to that as soon as I get a second.
Randy
second.
Randy second, okay. Questions on the November minute, or November report?
There's revenues here into the zoning of like $8,000 for that month. I mean, far be it for me to argue with money coming in, but it's on page 3. I just want to know what that's from.
Let me see here. $8,000.
Yeah.
Missy? 2110. Page 3. November report. $8,113.20.
I mean,
were those fees paid to the zoning board? And do you know what they were for? What they were for offhand?
I don't recall getting any check for $8,000.
Okay, so we'll look into that and see what that's for. Maybe it's misclassified.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Anything else?
That's the only thing I saw there.
Okay. Any other? No other questions?
I have one other question.
Yes.
This would be under CHIPS project 5680.4. That's on page 2.
Yep.
We got $44,841 in there. Is that in our hands now, or is that in the...
Well, it's not in our hands.
But
it's available.
Correct. It's available, okay. Yeah. And that's
the correct number, right, miss? Yep, $44,841.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's correct. I think that's too high. So I think we'll get that figured out.
All right, so you need to let Bill know how much he's got available so he can plan his sidewalk job.
Yeah, that was my only question.
Okay. All right. Pending those two questions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, carried. January report. Entertain a motion for the January report.
I make a motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the January report? Let's see, did that rectify itself in the January report?
No.
Still no? Still in it?
No.
Chip still says that. We'll have to check that. I think that's high, too. Any questions on the January report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any correspondence? Nothing. Okay. Reports, Highway Department.
Highway Department, Jay and Peter have been busy removing piled up icy piles that were not our doing. That's being taken care of. Sidewalks are a problem. We will cover that under new business with some proposals. Other than that, I don't have anything. Other than the Ixwama report that will be coming in, there will be an Ixwama meeting on March 1. I'll contact Charlie on that. Misty, I'll be receiving an email that will be sent to you with the date and time and so forth. Okay.
Water Department?
All tests are current. The average daily use was 107,000 gallons. We had two coliform tests. Both came back negative. Systems running well. The chlorinator got cleaned. We had to shut the water off at 14 Elm Street due to move out. Water off at 15 Maple for, I believe that was the fire, right?
Yes.
Okay, shut the water up there. Had a couple power outages in the village and kind of put our system in a little fault mode due to the fact that the pump was starting up when the power went off. So we had to reset everything, but everything went back on normal. And I guess Misty addressed the situation with National Grid to make sure they're letting us know when they're going to do it and the proper people to be notified. Because as everybody knows, there's a lot of sophisticated equipment over there that could be damaged. So other than that, we're planning for the test, right, Jay? The test coming up?
Yes.
And quite a few, so that's it.
Okay. Police Department?
Officer Jones filed a written report for January. There were 3 arrests, 22 incidents, 83 traffic tickets issued. And don't have the detail on the traffic tickets. Officer Jones broke the report, and he'll fix it for the next coming months, and we'll write an amended report when we get those. Unit 602, the Ford Interceptor, has 11,150 miles on it. 603, the Crown Victoria, has 36,750 miles. In January, the police department received a $4,400 ballistic equipment grant through Rensselaer County. It was used to purchase pieces of bulletproof gear and 2 department rifles. The department also upgraded its in-vehicle camera system using mostly drug seizure and forfeiture monies, as well as some trade-in on the old cameras. Also, we received an offset on the cost because we joined in with a bulk buy with North Greenbush. Finally, at the beginning of January, K-9 Yazzo retired from service. He was getting too old to consistently perform his duties, and he'll live the rest of his life out as a civilian with Officer Bunny at his home. In Yazzo's place, K-9 Jax began his tour of duty with the village. He's trained and certified in the same skills as K-9 Yazzo. That's drug detection with marijuana, cocaine, crack, cocaine, MDMA, suboxone, methamphetamines, and heroin, as well as police tracking. And he and Officer Bunny completed their training toward the end of last year. Certificates are all in place in the file.
Assessor?
All right, grievance day is February 21st. I will be holding hours tomorrow, Thursday, February 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. here, and Saturday also, February 11th, 10 to 2 here, if you have any questions prior to grievance day. And that should it. Should be it.
Okay. Dave Grunberg.
Nothing to report.
Okay, trustees, anybody wanted to bring anything up? Randy?
No.
Guy?
Yes.
I have a question.
Oh, we'll get to you.
Okay. I wanted to give everyone an update on the rail trail. I had a meeting last month with the rail trail group, consisting of Brian Zweig and Catherine Younger from the Rensselaer Land Trust, to discuss next steps on the project. This year we made significant progress. We were awarded an $18,000 grant from the Greenway Conservancy, as well as a commitment from Rensselaer County of $8,000 towards the engineering work, so it's $26,000. We're going to try to put that to use. We did not win the Parks Department grant that we applied for, so we did not do that. But in better news, in the past couple weeks, the governor has announced that the state's going to spend $200 million over the next 3 years on what he's calling the Empire State Trail. This is a 750-mile trail system that connects New York City to Buffalo. Much of the trail system already exists. There are some gaps. One of the gaps is from Columbia through Rensselaer County into Albany. That's the trail that comes through the village. So, the Greenway has chosen, you know, this portion of the trail to fill that gap. Now, there's a little bit of uncertainty about the governor's proposal. Somewhat suggests that the state might actually try to buy these properties. So that would mean that they'd buy this property from National Grid, which would be a boon to us, since then we wouldn't have to go through the engineering.
That would just be the easement for that.
Yeah. But getting it from the state would be a lot easier than getting it from National Grid. But it's not clear exactly how it's going to happen. Mr. Zweig and Ms. Younger will be working on elected officials at the county and state level to try to figure out how to advocate for this. On March 2nd, there's a advocacy day for the Parks Department, and they'll be working the folks there. In the meantime, I'm going to be following up with the Parks Department on the grant, on our grant application this year, to figure out where we went wrong. But I think, you know, this year with the CFA, we should be in an even better spot, since we already have $26,000 in real cash to show, or monies to say, look, we already have this much, you just have to give us the rest, rather than, well, we might get these monies, could you help us out? So it's a little more certain. I'm also going to be working on developing the bid specs for this engineering work. We think that the number we had from LaBerge was maybe a little high, and if engineering firm sees that we have $26,000, they might decide to that's enough for them to do it. So we're gonna, you know, get it out there and see what happens. Can't hurt.
I'm done. I'll get a second question for you.
No, actually, I'm not. But
okay, go ahead. I'll ask you when you're done.
Is it about this? I'm done with this.
The 18,000, the 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say we have it. Do we actually have it, or do we have to spend it through the?
Yeah, we have to spend.
So
it.
We have to spend it, and then they reimburse us.
So the conservancy grant is a reimbursement. So we have to spend it. Show them that we've spent it. Fill out the documentation, and then they send us a check for whatever we spent, up to $18,000. The $8,000 from the county, it's their engineers are going to be doing that work, so we just have to obviously get the work in order for them to be able to do that for us.
Okay. Yeah. That's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, can I ask, what's the engineering work for the trail? Are they going to design it, or are they going to expect for it?
So what they have to do, National Grid has a policy where they want you to pay for their work that they'd have to do to show what's actually there. So every pole has to be spec'd out, you know, the width of the thing and what the natural boundaries of it are. So yeah, and
is that like a survey, an actual survey?
It's a survey.
Knowing where the poles are.
Yeah. Are there any water, water areas, wetlands to deal with and things like that. So there's a whole host of things that they want to make sure everyone's aware of before they consider allowing you to, you know, get an easement to use the property in that way. The quote we got was around $54,000 to do that work. So that's why we think, you know, if we had this money in hand, we could say, well, maybe someone will do it for cheaper. That's the hope, at least. So we'll see. But we're moving forward. Last month, I also emailed board members that I was approached by Jeff Bransky about a Eagle Scout project to construct two benches around the pond. And the consensus, I think, was that that's a good idea. And as I understand it, he's going to present the design to the board at our next meeting, March 8th. So we'll be able to see that. So if we could have that on the agenda, Missy, that'd be great. Also last month, Spectrum, the new internet providers, network folks, made some upgrades to the village's network. Officer Jones worked with the technicians to make sure that everything went smoothly. I want to thank him for his time and effort on that. As a result, internet's faster and there's additional layer of security. And that's something we should be concerned with, as the town had a security breach in July on one of their computers. So we're better off there. And one of the other things that Officer Jones pointed out to me is that the utility closet there with the furnace and the telephone equipment and network stuff is kind of just, there's old stuff in there that's just sitting there. We should probably think about cleaning it out. So one, you know what's actually, when the technician comes, they know what's actually there
to work on.
And it'll just make it just easier. And we can just dispose of that at our electronics recycling project. And then I just wanted to ask if anyone went to the Dewey Lofel meeting, because it was on the 25th.
I was away.
Yeah, I was away too.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw there was a report, but I didn't see the meeting. I didn't see if anyone... Does anyone have any... Did anyone go? I don't know if they... Really, I don't know. That was embarrassing. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Bill? Guy, what was the thinking behind two rifles for the police department?
Tom?
The county did a grant that included all the municipal police agencies because they were required to include them. For the grant, it's either the Senate or the House or something sponsored some bill for this grant, Police Protective Equipment Grant. So we all were awarded a certain dollar amount for different things. And specifically, we were awarded $4,400 for two rifles and three helmets and plate armor. So that's what the grant was put in for by the county, and that's what we get, and it's at no cost to us.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Dave Scotcher?
No report.
Okay, so over the last month, I had a conversation with the county assessor. I didn't get a meeting set up yet, but I did have a conversation to see when he was going to be available and whatnot. So the actual system that does village assessing, whatever they call that system, I forget the terminology, but whatever it is, it's no longer going to support us after next year. So this is not actually the last year. But we have to provide all of the notices, update the local laws to become a non-assessing facility prior to next March 1st. So this is the year we have to do this. Because March 1st is a time that the town will have to notify all the village residents that they will become the assessing agent for their properties for the village. So we have to have all this in place before March 1st. So I'm going to be setting up a meeting with the county, And then we're going to get into discussions with the towns about, you know, how we're going to handle all of the assessings and building department, building inspections and reports and all that kind of stuff. So I was kind of working on that. I also got a call from DASNY. So DASNY is the dormitory authority who handles the grants that are provided by the legislature, and Senator Mark Jones put us in for a $150,000 grant to upgrade some replacement water valves throughout the system. Every few months I get something, they want something more. They sent me a form this week and asked that I sign off on a Seeker 2 form. And I ran it by LaVerge, and they said, nope, that's just what you got to have, and sign it and send it back. So I did. So hopefully we're getting close. It would be nice if we could get this in this year and get some work done. So I know I've been talking about it for, it seems like forever, but over a year, I'm sure. So that's all I have. Missy?
Yeah, I have an update on over the summer where we had the fire on the vehicle and the alternator going on fire. We ended up spending that $950. There ended up being a recall on it, so I inquired about it, and back and forth, long story short, we are going to get the money back. So
Oh, nice.
They'll be setting that in the mail. And the other thing I just wanted to say is that tentative roll is available for viewing Monday through Friday, 8 to 12. And like Dave said, he's available tomorrow and Saturday as well.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Okay, a notice to remedy went out regarding the chicken complaint on Elm Street. I think Dave, you sent them a letter as well, as well as our code enforcement officer. And they have about a month or so to comply, and if there's no compliance, then the appearance ticket will be issued. Speedy Sales, a permit has been filed for rehab, and they are awaiting inspection before they start working on that. And so everybody knows, Valero has a permit to do indoor work as well, and is waiting for the site plan to be final review for the outside work. And, you know, to bring up Tim's concern, we really need to address something regarding code enforcement, I think, coming with the upcoming budget meetings, just so that we can, you know, really look deep into it and see where we're at. And if Kevin, you know, cannot be available, I think we ought to come up with an alternative one way or another, so that we can have some full-time code enforcement. If that's what, you know, the village wants, it seems, you know, that most residents are looking towards more code enforcement. So come budget review, I think we ought to really consider, you know, coming up with something. You know, I have a few ideas, but, you know, I want everybody's consensus on that. That's it.
Animal control.
No report.
Community revitalization.
Okay, spoke to Crystal Loeffler, who is the controller of the TA grant, and also spoke with Morgan Moldoff, who is a resident and an engineer, and she's willing to work with us to actually do the legwork. I talked to her in depth today about how we should move forward, if we should try to find a full-time grant writer or someone. You know, she says that we have the resources between her and Mark Thaler, myself, and our committee to be able to get this grant done on our own without having to hire somebody. But she also suggested that we're going to definitely need funds moving forward to do what we want to do to accomplish the master plan, as well as what we want to make happen for the village center. So, again, during budget review, I really think we should consider allocating funds towards, you know, pushing to complete some of the goals allocated in the master plan, and really, you know, start looking towards revitalization, you know, of this community. You know, businesses have been moving out, and we really need to to turn things around to where they want to come and where people want to come and spend money in this village. So I think regarding our budget, we should really consider, you know, moving more towards spending our money on receiving more money to revitalize our village. And, you know, some departments may have to be cut for that to happen. So that's it.
Village beautification.
No new news. Maybe next month.
Youth committee.
Okay. All right. This past Monday, Trustee Forte, Susan Forte, and myself met with Fred. met with Fred McKay to begin planning the rural loan, which will be held this year on Sunday, May 21st. Now, the last rural run that we had in 2015, a total of five members of our youth committee assisted as staff members with them. So I've already sent out an email to all of our members asking if people would again help them. It's a big event. The next basketball night is going to be held actually tomorrow, February 9th, 6 p.m. at CPS. Because of the weather, the town hasn't been able to have any outdoor activities yet, but they're hoping to utilize the mud pond for snowshoeing and a few other things. Last Friday, the village pond was deemed safe for ice skating. This is the first time, I think, in 2 years. We're beginning advertising our Friday night ice skating event in next week's advertiser, and we're going to post flyers throughout the village. I'm going to set up a special message on my telephone so that people can call for the status of the ice on the pond every Friday, so they'll get a recorded message saying safe to go out and skate. And as some of you know, some of you don't know, but we had acquired a good number of ice skate donations that people gave us, so we'd really like to get this started again. Lori Clark has been a friend of our committee for since its inception. She volunteered to help us set up and maintain a listserv so that we can contact kids on short notice, which will help us get out the word for any event very, very quickly. And I'm also working with the library. They're kind of amenable now to letting us use their newsletter for our events as well. So that's a goal now. And they're also opening up to let the town use their newsletter. They have quite a database of names. So that's a goal for both of us. We're also looking into the possibility of having our own Facebook page. The town has a Facebook page, which Fred maintains for the town youth activity, and it's about time the village did that, so we can certainly do that. So now that renovations are nearing completion on the community room at the library, I'll be meeting with both the director and the assistant director to plan joint activities for upcoming events for the next few months, and that'll be happening probably next week or the week after.
Thanks, Judy. DBA.
No report.
Planning board. Nothing. Water source committee.
We have a committee. The mayor has convened a group. Tom Snow, the mayor, Randy, and myself, Andy Kingley, currently form the committee.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to develop a water protection plan for the village, and basically it will include improved identification of the source of our water, the aquifer and recharge areas, potential problems, and protective management strategies. We are currently trying to get together with the New York Rural Water Association, who will, the local representative lives in Avril Park and will be giving us technical advice.
I sent you an email.
Did?
Yeah, so for a date. Okay, so check your email, but I also sent you another one too. Try to answer your question about the survey or the study.
Yep.
I think rural water, like you said, it never got completed, and I don't I was just talking to Jay. I don't think that was on my watch. Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we have to contact probably Rural Water and see where we stand with that as far as that survey. Because I've been here, 12 years, and I don't even remember even hearing about it. Unless you tell me different. I don't know.
I've not heard different.
So maybe when we have our first meeting with Steve, we can kind of figure out where to go from there.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. But check your email. I gave you a date. That's
wonderful.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, zoning review.
All right, the zoning review committee met for the first time. They had an introductory meeting. It was basically just to introduce what they plan on doing. And the next meeting is scheduled for March 1st. That's all I have with that.
Energy sustainability.
We'll be working. We're meeting this weekend to be determined exactly when. But it will be this weekend. to look at the wide variety of options we have and try to develop some sort of plan to bring back to the board.
Records disposal. We have a list here.
Okay, so we gave you a list of poll books in the continued effort to clean up the room back there. These books are back there. They're up for disposal, and Mr. Vincent would like to have them instead of us disposing them. Kurt, do you have anything you want to say on this?
Well, I don't necessarily want them. I want the information that they contain. Terry gave me a quick look, and the ones I saw were from the 50s into the 60s, so we're talking about 50 to 65-year-old information. My interest is in listing the residents at that time and, if possible, their address. So that if somebody says to me, you know, I lived here in 1963 at 12 Chatham Street, who was the guy that lived next to me? This would be a potential way to answer that question.
All right, so I have a list here from 1958 to 1976. So you would have to take possession and responsibility for these books.
Okay.
So, I mean, and with the, you know, I mean, because these were due to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm thinking that you can have them to glean the information out of them, but then you have to satisfy that either you have placed them someplace where they're not accessible or they have been destroyed.
Right, right. And I would opt for the disposal by a shredder. Hopefully there'll be a day at some point in the future where you'll have that mm-hmm. available here, and that's where they would end up.
Yeah. If I could add,
yep.
We did check into going over the archives. I didn't talk to anybody, but we researched it, and it is permissible because the document was used for destruction anyway.
There's that.
Public information. So it's technically okay to turn over to the historian if the board approves and he wants the material.
And you would accept it if we approved it, right, Kurt? Just to be clear. You would accept the books, yeah, and take responsibility for it. Okay. You want to do that now, or? Make a motion. We turn the polling books 1958 through 1970. Well, I guess it isn't all the way through. Oh, yeah, there is. Okay. Through 1976. Over to the village historian to capture whatever information he feels historically pertinent, and then he will destroy the books when he's completed his work.
I'll second.
Any questions on that?
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, new business, village curbside debris pickup.
Okay, you also see in your packet that we put a proposed plan to try to help out Jay and us in the office. We've been talking about all the complaints with junk around the village. We thought that if we offered curbside pickup at a fee, of course, people wouldn't leave their stuff. I mean, for example, Jay saw a toilet out there a couple weeks ago. We could send the, in this paperwork, you'll see that our procedure would be that we would send a letter letting them know about our program and what it would cost for us to pick it up, and pickup would be once a month. So it's just...
Yeah. I like the idea.
I'm good with it. Yeah. Great idea.
Did you guys all get to read it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have to bring it to the town?
Yes, we have shared services with the town that
right,
we've had
for years. So those fees that you gave us also will be charged
right.
to these people.
They're going to be charged to the customer because we would have to pay it to the town when we bring the stuff up there.
Correct.
But we do get to bring things to the transfer station on our shared services agreement. Hopefully it would help alleviate mattresses and junk being around the village.
That shared services agreement, though, is limited. To a certain extent, it wasn't like you could go there all the time. So, does it, I mean, as long as that agreement covers it, that's fine, but...
Well, we haven't utilized it at all.
Right,
so
you...
Here, so, we would only want to go there once a month, so...
And we still have to pay them for whatever
right,
we want.
Right, that's why there's still fees attached.
The only the shared service we get is we don't have to pay for the permit.
Permit
for the
correct.
Permit.
Right.
That's why there would be a list that the residents, we would
leave
charge according
months.
To what the town price is
right.
on the transfer.
Maybe town plus a fee. I mean, you know, we have to send our folks up there. We have to send our... I don't know. It just seems that... No? Okay.
Yeah, whatever it costs. We'll just... Better than having it on the streets.
True.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of calls on it. I do tell them to go to the town and get a permit, but nobody seems to spend the $80 to do it.
So if I called and said my neighbor has stuff on their property...
Then we would send a letter.
To the neighbor.
You would call the clerk's office and tell us about the complaint. Then we would send a friendly letter that, you know, about this program. And then, you know, warning them that, you know, it is a code violation.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
You may want to help you assist out. You know, like we said in this paragraph.
See, what it comes out of is we drive around the village every morning, road check things. You go by a house, and you see something out in front of it, and we are not supposed to pick it up. The idea being that we could come back and say, oh, 15 Elm Street or whatever has a thing out in front of it, send them a letter, and then, you know, the fee is whatever it is for the object, maybe $20, whatever. Then we can go, they get a letter, they pay, we pick it up. That way, it's not like an eyesore up and down the streets and stuff. It's more about things that people just have that they put at the curbside, hoping somebody comes along and picks it up. Because that's a lot of, that, you know, I see that in the village, and I see it in a lot of other places, too.
Right. Just because they stick a free sign on it doesn't
mean...
Yeah.
But I just thought, I brought it up because I thought it would be a way, because we're always talking about making the village look better, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a way of getting that kind of stuff off the streets.
I say we give it a rip. Take a motion. Who wants to make
I'll
that?
Make a motion.
Make the motion, Dave.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, DPW equipment quotes. This one's for you, Bill, right?
Right. But the Village of Nassau has local law that says when it snows, if a sidewalk adjoins your property, you as the policy, as the property owner, are responsible for removing the snow. For the most part, this works pretty well. But there are sections of the town that are having a problem. The big problem, as I see it, is Route 20 from the corner of Jones Street up to what used to be the savings bank. This year has been particularly tough because we've had snow with rain on top of it and then freezing temperatures, and trying to get snow off after a period of time and trying to get through this ice is a real problem. The procedure now calls for, if the sidewalk is not cleared of snow, then a letter is sent to the person reminding them of the village law. If the snow is then not removed, the law says that the village will remove it and charge the property owner. There's no mention made in the law of what the charge will be. And the question in my mind is, if there is a charge, how is it handled? Is it attached to the tax bill? Is it billed separately? And what happens if it isn't paid? I've talked with Jay. He feels that the village, he and Peter, with the proper equipment, could maintain the sidewalks right after the snow plowing is done. This would give us the time to do it on a manner that will prevent the stuff sitting on the walk and then freezing up. I don't think that anybody would object to that. If I was a property owner and the village said, hey, we're going to take care of your sidewalks, I would be very pleased. Now, it's going to cost some money. We don't have the equipment to do it correctly, so I've asked Jay to come up with some quotes on a machine that will take care of the sidewalks and also could be used in the summer for other things. In the summer, of course, they spend most of their time, or a lot of their time, mowing lawns. In the wintertime, it's snow plowing. But the removal of this snow from the sidewalk should be, in my opinion, a priority. Now, I live out in the Stodak section, so we don't have any sidewalks out there, so this is certainly not going to benefit me. But I think that probably most of the village residents would like to see the village do it if it can be afforded. Jay has some figures. Board members have the figures here, and I would like to get their opinion on having the village do it.
So are you proposing that the village plow all the sidewalks in the village?
Yes, I am.
You've got to remember, all the sidewalks aren't the same width.
There's a plow that's 50 inches.
I think you'd be okay.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
No, we realize, too, that, for instance, on Marlin Street here, the sidewalk butts right up to the property with the fence in there, and some of that is going to have to go off into the road, and which they'll have to pick it up.
In the past, we've picked up snow on Marlin anyways.
Yeah, well, it'll make the parking better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, trying to get up through on Route 20, and we got people that use it. They go from the village and walk up to the hardware store and stores and so forth. And that sidewalk is in good shape. It would be easy to plow that and keep it correct. We're talking about a machine that will cost about $6,000. And then with the plow added to it and a sander that can be put on the back, another $1,700. Now, this sounds like a lot of money, but it could be a one-time thing, and I would like to get the board's opinion on whether we ought to pursue it. We've got four more months left on the fiscal year. At the end of that time, we'll be able to determine whether there's any money left over that could be allocated to this. Comments?
we'll take it up in the budget hearing. I mean, it's kind of too late to get it.
Well, yeah, he's thinking he might have money left over this year. You know, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to think about it. I mean, you know, that's quite an expansion of
services.
I think we need to make sure that it can be done.
Yeah.
You know, that you guys have the time to do it, you know.
Well, before I made the proposal, I did talk with Jay, and I mean, he and Peter are going to be the guys doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get their outfit on it. They feel it's possible. You know, we built a lot of stuff that we provide services for, refuse removal and so forth. We're paying for that. We're also paying for snow removal under the tax system. Okay, in other words, I think the last fee was, what, $200 a year? For
that's just for garbage.
Oh, that was for garbage, yes. I'm sorry. I've got my wires crossed, yes.
The snow removal we pay for, clearing the streets.
And so,
it's in the budget, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I did look at a price of renting a Bobcat by the month. You'd have to get the smallest one, which is only 36 inches wide. After that, they get their 55, 60 inches wide, which is much wider than most of the sidewalks. It's $1,321 a month to rent one. And you need to rent it for, say, 4 or 5 months. That gets you up to over $6,000 for 5 months. That's just something to think about.
The only thing that I can add is that the local law that we have in place right now, if this idea isn't going to work, we will need to make changes to that because it's not working. It's taking 3-4 days to even get to the point where someone, whomever, is supposed to tell Jay and Pete, go ahead and go do the sidewalks. You have 24 hours before they have to do it in the first place. Then somebody has to go around and tell me all the numbers on the houses, in which we haven't determined who is to do that. When I reached out to try to get Dave or Kevin to do it, you know, they both work. Nobody's around during the day to go ahead and do that. So we've done it. So then we take all these numbers, we send all these letters out. It takes 2 days for them to even get them because it doesn't get mailed from Nassau anymore. It goes to Albany. So that process is longer. By the time they get it, we're now 4 days into the storm, and complaints are coming in every day about the sidewalk. So, I don't know. I guess we're just trying to alleviate the whole problem.
And is there even a mechanism, if you go out and do it for people,
to get them to pay?
Because
I don't even know about that yet.
Well, because it's a very specific thing you got to do. You got to make it a charge against the property, and then you got to re-levy it with the property taxes, and
right.
You have explicit authority to allow you to do that.
Right, I've never had to do it yet, so having gotten that far with it,
yeah.
I think that's going to be difficult as well.
Can I ask a question, Mark?
Sure.
How many people responded to any letters over the last 2 years that were sent out?
Well, this is the first year we've sent letters.
No, the last 2 years. We had the same problem last year.
No one.
No one. Did anybody get a bill?
No.
All right. Do you think if they got a bill, that they might pay a little more attention to it? If you can rent a machine for $200 a day, that'll do the sidewalks. You only need it. How many times do we need it this year? 2 snowstorms? Then you have no maintenance. And if you send every homeowner a bill for $25, it would cover your $200 a day for the machine.
Wow. fire base, they don't want to pay $25. I mean, I don't know.
We might have to adjust the law.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, we can levy it. You know, we can levy a charge for doing it, but I just... I think it's a rare thing to enforce the... You know, that's the duty in Albany, too. In most cities, because they're dense like ours, you have that duty on the owner to do it. But there's... I mean, I can tell you, Troy... You know, walking down 2nd Street where my office is an adventure. You know, some people think it, you know, sometimes it's like, oh my God, it's beautiful, it's salted, it's wonderful. And then there's the next guy where it's like a mountain, you know, path like this thing. It doesn't really seem to be a problem that's been very well addressed, at least in any city I've ever been in. You know.
Something should be done. We had 2 people get killed waiting to hit my car, so they're out in the road. You hear read about it in Albany?
Mm-hmm. I know Colony has a machine that they use to do their sidewalks in town of Colony.
Yeah, East Greenbush is just in the process of buying one. But, you know, they're more spread out and they have, you know.
We only got about 1% that don't do their sidewalks.
Right. And most of the properties are abandoned. Nobody lives there.
So for $200 a day, you need it 3 times a year, and there's no maintenance.
All right. Well, I think we should think about this.
Well, we have a kid.
We got some time.
Don't we have a kid that said would do the work? Why don't we just register him? That's his job. That's what they do. And then the village pays them, and we either levy it or we pay, instead of paying the $7,700, we pay the kid $150 for the day or whatever. You know, and if we have a, and then now that kid's out there making money. You know.
Does the village do any sidewalks now?
No. By the time, you know, we get to, I mean, my experience has been that, and the same in this case, is by the time you get the complaint, you send the letter, and you're ready to send Jay out, it's 45 degrees out, and the snow's melted.
It's 4 days later.
Yeah. 4 days later.
We do sidewalks. We do the bridge.
You're doing the bridge, yeah.
Bridge on Route 20.
But that's the day of the storm.
Yeah. And it's always been my thing to get out there as fast as I could to get it done.
Oh, before it's stamped down.
Well, it's not even that. It's more about now people, you know, when you send somebody a letter and say, your sidewalk's not shoveled, they can't come back and say, well, the village is responsible for the bridge and up to the McCollum Road. If I have that done, they can't say I didn't get, you know, they have no excuse for not doing their own.
Can we have the village do the one in the village here too? Did they get that done? I don't think that's been done.
What?
The walkway in the village up here.
Huh?
Right by Cumbies. Right in front of the square.
Yeah.
Just follow some of the side in the
building. Yeah.
That ain't been done.
Yeah.
Why don't you not send the letter? You just do it.
Well, that's the other option. So.
Do it in charge of
them. Yeah, do it in charge of them and just...
$200 a day, you can get a machine.
Well, plus you don't have any keys on the local wall either, so you have to kind of
$200.
Jay, how many times you've been here a long time working for the village? How many times have you actually had to proceed with removing snow and
one time. That was over on John Street between Steve Cooper's and Hermie Cozy Garden's house. One time in 28 years, or whatever it is, I've moved and they sent a bill to somebody. It's something that has never been enforced.
Well, I know that if I, you know, I mean, if you're going to send them around to do it, before you notify them or whatever, follow the law, just do it, then the next time it snows, there's going to be more. And then the next time it snows, there's going to be more. If people find out that the village is, if you don't plow your, take care of your sidewalk, the village will do it. So, you know, I think we should either, you know, follow the law. It would be nice if we could make the law so that we could, like, send out the reminder notice in October when we do the water billings and have that cover if you don't get it done within 24 hours, and then at the end of 24 hours, we can just go and do it.
With no letter.
Right. You know.
I like that idea.
But so, fix the vacancies that are vacant.
We have a kid.
Bank loans that you can't get a hold of.
You have the kid do it after 24 hours. You have whoever.
But I mean, you send them a water bill.
Yeah,
so you put
there's
the
no
stuffer in the water bill. It says, this is the law, and, you know, after 24 hours, if your sidewalk isn't cleared, we're going to
clear it. No, I get that for people to actually get a bill and open it. But, I mean, a lot of the vacant properties and bank-owned ones, those bills just come back to us. That's why we have a pile sitting in the office.
We still fulfilled our obligation.
Exactly. I watch guys shovel the driveway and look at their walk and walk away and don't do it.
Mm. All right. Well, I think we'll table this till next month.
We have to come up with fees.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to do with it. So.
Well, we're having a budget meeting in March.
Yep.
So we can talk about it then. Yeah.
And then we'll know better where we are. So.
I just wonder what happens if the amount that we bill them is not paid. What do then? We take them to small claims
court? No, you re-levy it on the tax.
Yeah, but you have to have specific authority to do that, and I'd be willing to bet we don't have that.
Well, we need to adjust the law so that we do, if that's the way we want to go.
Yeah, if we can do it that way, there's some limits on it.
Well, I know the county's not too happy about re-levies of those types of fees,
right,
but...
Right. Sure.
One more question. What are they going to do now with the snow coming? Are you just going to let it build up, or...
We're just going to continue to address it the way we've been addressing it, I guess. I mean, that's the law that's in place.
Not doing it.
So we'll have to... yeah, I mean, unless you guys want to send them out and do it for free. Because right now it says you got to give them 24 hours notice.
Well, give them 24 hours notice and then go do it and bill them. You know?
We can't bail them unless we send out that second letter. That's the part.
What are you going to bill them on?
Remember that. We don't have a price list to even bill them on. I mean, I don't even know what to bill people. I mean, I have one bank that I can bill right now because I did send them the letter. They didn't comply. Pete ended up going to clean up the one on Elm Street. But I don't know what I'm billing them.
I
have contact at the bank
there.
Finally, but...
You see what the school did down there. It's never been done like that before. I don't know why they did it that way. But.
School has a private contractor doing it now. And the guy pushes the snow down the hill and pushes it up on the side by Mazzotti's and buries the sidewalk. We went down yesterday, moved the snow, pulled the snow off the sidewalk that Nymo pushed across the street, which you're not supposed to do, you know, and moved that snow.
It just seems like a never-ending problem. Mm.
We got about four sidewalks that aren't done, right, John?
Huh?
Four sidewalks that aren't done?
Oh, no, you got all Catholic church down, across the street from the church, starting from the Methodist church down, probably, then you hit the homestead. They did partial of their sidewalks, it looks like. The other part ain't done. They did it from the walk to the driveway, going east or whatever, is not done. Across the street from me, not done. What I get is people walking down the road. That's the bad part. At nighttime, you know, somebody slips and falls on these things, breaks a hip or wrist, whatever. I mean, something should be done.
All right, well, we'll leave it to your discretion on how to handle the rest of the year. We'll figure out what to do on the upcoming.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know if that tractor's able to do that.
Well, the tractor's a ways out anyway, even if we ordered it today. So, but we do have a snow blower, so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just bring that up again, put that under old business. We'll just figure out. Everybody think about what they want to do, and we'll talk about this again next month. Come to a decision.
And if we get a Jay, what do we charge to shut water off? Do we have an hourly fee, or what? I mean, you're gonna have to figure out.
$50.
You're gonna have to figure out how long the sidewalk gonna take you to do it. Charging what we get for an hourly rate.
And then we have to update the local law because we don't have that in the law right now.
So think about that.
So you can't fulfill somebody without having it in law.
Okay.
There is a law. For water.
I'm sorry?
For water shutoff?
No, we have a law on that. You're talking about to bill and for the plowing.
Oh.
We don't have a law saying what we should bill them.
All right, so next item up is the Animal Control Code, Section 58. So Section 58 is dogs and other animals. Is the chapter. It's Chapter 58, dogs and other animals. So, Section, Section 2.
Three.
Section 3. Oh, yeah. Section 3. Under Section 3, group 2, subsection 2, I added an item H that I am proposing. We amend this this ordinance to add the following. So this is Section 3 is regulations and restrictions. It starts out with, it shall be unlawful for any owner of an animal in the village of Nassau to permit or allow such animal to. And then there's a list here. And then under, I added Section H for any horse, cattle, sheep, goat, swine, or poultry to be housed or kept within the village limits, or for any person to suffer or permit any horse, cattle, sheep, goat, swine, or poultry owned or possessed by him, or of which he shall have charge to be housed or kept within the village limits. So that last month we talked about the chickens, and it was determination of our village attorney that it is not a permitted use of the village to raise chickens. After that was decision, or that was brought out, I decided that we could to clarify in this ordinance that clearly state that poultry is not allowed to be raised in the village. So I want to set a public hearing for next month, say 6:45. Yeah, and we'll put that on the agenda. And this gets posted or whatever you got to do with it.
Resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on this? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried. Open the floor for public comment. Tim.
Just a couple items on the snow pond and the streets, or the sort of the sidewalks, just things to consider. First of all, I mean, it would look very nice. It would be a nice thing if sidewalks were plowed. It would enhance the livability of the community. The other side is we have a good maintenance staff now. We have now. What happens in the future when we don't? And also, if you start plowing streets, you can't go back because people are going to expect that.
Right.
And you can never go back to the old way because it just won't work. So it's going to be a budget item, something that you're going to have to budget for every year and include in your budget if you do that. I'm not saying don't do it or do it, but I'm saying things to consider that you can't go back once you do that.
I realize that, but I think after talking with Jay, he feels it can be done on a regular basis without having any additional money put into it.
Well, in the future, are you going to have the staff to do it? Are you going to be staff for that? Are you going to have the appropriate staff to do that?
Maybe.
Just things to consider. I mean, it's a big step to do that because you're taking on another function that you're not doing now.
Maintenance on the item too. You have to bring in everything.
It's a budget item. It's going to be.
We need liability, more liability insurance for.
I mean, it still takes time to do it. It's still manpower, all the things, you know, have to be considered. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to consider or a good thing. I'm just saying these are all things you need to consider when you do that.
It has a price.
Yeah.
Right.
Understood. Lori.
I just heard two things that, you know, our maintenance department has volunteered to do, and it just seems that we're circumventing the elephant in the room is enforcement. We have laws, they need to be enforced. We need to have a code enforcement person who's gonna take a drive around the village. Whether he works full time somewhere else, I mean, he's getting paid from here. I never see him. I wouldn't know him if I fell over. But he doesn't drive around. I drive around. I see all these abandoned vehicles in people's driveways. They're still sitting there. We could get numerous letters. Nothing happens. So, I mean, we're sitting here trying to come up with creative ways to address an issue when the issue is our enforcement. So, tighten your laws, get somebody who's going to enforce it, and move forward. I mean, why are we burdening our DPW staff? Because we have somebody else who's not doing the job. And then one for you, David, is what permit has been allowed for city sales? What are they doing?
Interior renovations. Kevin's going to go in and see if it's feasible as far as what they want to do. I'm not sure.
So he submitted an application for a building permit.
Oh, he hasn't gotten one.
It has not been approved yet. Yeah. Kevin told him that he needed an inspection.
He's been doing work on this for like 2 years.
Who's the owner, Dave?
The Sunset Committee needs an inspection. Yeah. You don't need a permit for everything.
Here? Around here?
He submitted an application.
I'm not sure. I know the last time they went over through that, there was an issue with the roof structure.
He spoke to Kevin, though, so he's been halted. Mm. His work has been halted until he gets the inspection done, so.
Yeah. John?
What I'd like to see, we haven't had no snow this year, really, right?
No.
I mean, it's been a good year. We do have a snow blower. And apparently it must work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
So we got about 5 driveways to do. Not driveways, excuse me. Sidewalks to do. Why just they just can't do it and eat the cost? Send them a bill later, but right now get it done. So it's being done. I mean, that snow down the school was there for a week and a half. The other snow was there for a week and a half across the street. Pick it up in a backhoe, put it in a truck. If we clear out this here place over here, which we own, we do get a lot of snow someday, and we have to clear up, like we want to clear up Malden Street, which could be done any day. When the cars are gone, just scoop it up, put it in a truck. If it was cleared out here, all the trees were gone. Every municipality has a dumping area for snow. But we don't. We could make one. We got all the room in the world to make one. If you go up to Bristol's, you're going to have a little trouble because it's like this. The truck's going to back down in. The dump truck, I don't think it's four-wheel drive. It's going to be getting stuck. You might have chains. It's muddy. But right here, it's flat. If you clear it out, make a nice area. We're not taking advantage of our equipment or our land when we could be doing that, you know. And this event is doing these five sidewalks at the most, 3 hours. I mean, everybody's on a payroll anyway. We have the snowblower. We're just not utilizing it. Meanwhile, so they don't get hurt. That's the big thing.
I hear you. Also, we'll get figured something out.
I think it might be more than 5 because there's 4 vacant houses on Church Street.
So,
how many other vacant houses have sidewalks? So you're probably more like 10.
I know
anecdotally where I live, the 2 people who live east of me, they do not shovel their sidewalks.
Right. Well, we have the elderly.
The guy next to me does, the Reformed Church does, then you hit a vacant house.
Is that a high traffic area?
People walk? No, I know.
We get, I would say there's
no sidewalk
down
there.
There's a day that go up and down that hill.
You get a lot of pine tree traffic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they tend to go on the other side of the street.
Yeah, because there is no sidewalk down past Jeanette's house.
Right. And you can't really call what's on the other side of the street a sidewalk.
No.
Because it's only...
It is, ask Jeanette. She told me it was.
What's that?
It is, ask Jeanette. She told me it was.
The thing is to be safe. That's the bottom line.
I think it's a good idea. I would be willing to pay to have mine done. I don't have a problem with it, but I think you'd have people and probably organizations as well. You know, the Reformed Church does theirs, the St. Mary's, the Methodist Church, they all have folks that eventually get around to it, but whether they want to be levied with a fee, I don't know. I think,
well, only if they didn't. I mean, you know, they still would have, you know, unless the village decides to take over doing sidewalks,
yeah,
then we would only do those that were not doing it themselves.
I don't think you can underestimate the thriftiness of some of our residents.
Yeah.
Did you correct me if I'm wrong? You said you're doing it until the rest of the year?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we just do the, well, we'll talk about it. All right. So, anything else under public comment? All right. So, we don't have any resolutions. We don't need an executive session. So we'll audit bills number 248 through 273 in the amount of $22,499.54 in the general fund and $4,875.63 in the water fund. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Motion.
Adjournments in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Dave. We are adjourned.